For the last 7 years, the fortress-like college preparatory school off Girard Avenue in North Philadelphia has opened its doors for the National Day of Service. Inspired by the nation's most evocative and powerful civil rights leader, WRTI's Meredy Dulleston learns a reason why.
A photo in the office of Girard College President Clarence Armbrister tells a story. It was taken in 1968, 3 years after Martin Luther King stood outside the ornate gates of Girard, elevating the call led by Cecil B. Moore and other local activists for racial integration of a school founded before the Civil War for white male orphans.
He came here in August of 1965 to support the freedom fighters who began the protests around the school. They had committed to walking around the school, and Martin Luther King came here and he made a statement, much in the biblical sense, that the walls of Girard would come down like the walls of Jericho.
The picture in his office captures the September day when four African-American male students walked side by side through those massive gates for the very first time. Armbrister finds King's vision of the life-changing potential of equality directly linked to the founders' belief in the power of education.
When you combine that with this incredible act of philanthropy that our founder Stephen Girard made in 1831, the intersection of those stories is really an important point. I can't think of a better place for that to be lived out in the Martin Luther King Day of Service than a place like Girard College.
Co-ed since the 80s, Girard now serves as a hub for the MLK Day of Service, culminating in a concert in its huge chapel where the Philadelphia Orchestra performs, and the words of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech resonate above Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.